For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Youth Services. In the Apostolic Faith Church, we care deeply about the spiritual direction of the young people in our congregations and communities. We recognize our responsibility to point them to salvation and to encourage and instruct them in their Christian walks. For that reason, we incorporate services designed for youth into our church schedules. Youth services are conducted and attended by young people. At the Headquarters Church, spiritually qualified individuals from ages 14 to 39 years participate. Senior adults are encouraged to attend and support the young workers. The meetings follow the same general pattern as other evangelistic services, but young people make up the choir and orchestra, give the testimonies, and provide the vocal and instrumental special numbers. Members of the young adult ministerial staff lead the service and preach the sermon, which is structured with young people in mind. In addition to giving young people opportunities to be involved in the church, youth meetings prepare them to serve God in expanded roles in the future. As the young workers shoulder the responsibility of their services, they grow spiritually and develop their talents. Many of our present workers and senior ministers were brought to God while they were still young. They received their training and instruction in the practical school of experience, and the value of these veterans to the work of God clearly demonstrates the importance of young people's work. Following are some suggestions for youth service leaders. Eliminate pretense. Speak in real terms and contemporary language. Avoid platitudes. The younger generation sees right through them. Communicate the gospel to young people in a way they can understand and engage with. Generalized terms or statements fail to interest them. Use the right kind of music. Choose songs with a positive, substantive message and energetic melody. There are many praise songs and even some hymns that lend themselves to a more youth-oriented sound. Learn new songs regularly, but perhaps not more than one in a service. You may wish to occasionally add variety by using song sheets or projected visuals. Relax. Learn not to show nervousness. It draws attention to the minister rather than the one the congregation came to worship. And smile. Looking somber will dampen the mood of the service. Be yourself. If the leader comes off as different from the person he is known to be out of the pulpit, it puts people off. Even if they do not say it, they may wonder who you are trying to impress. Incorporate variety. Young people readily accept change. In fact, some variation in the exact structure of a service keeps it fresh and interesting. If the spirit appears to be moving in a different direction, go with it, providing doing so does not distract from the spirit and purpose of the meeting. Be relevant. Remember, the sermon is directed to young people. Make sure messages are not only theologically sound, but also culturally relevant and developmentally appropriate for the ages represented in your youth group. As ministers and pastors, there are several steps we can take to encourage and develop youth leaders and the young people of our churches. Invest in them. Commit to instructing young workers. Be proactive in mentoring, nurturing, and encouraging their personal and spiritual development. Listen carefully. Be available and accessible. Pay attention not only to their words, but also to what lies behind their words. Offer support. Make resources, time, and funding available for youth projects and ministries when possible. Involve them. Make sure they have opportunities to participate in the work of the Lord if they are spiritually qualified. Be open to their input on decisions that affect the youth ministry and efforts. Respect their time. Plan ahead and do not overwhelm them with too many responsibilities all at once. Remember, they have other commitments too. Appreciate them. Let them know that you appreciate the young people as a vital force of the church now, not just in the future. Set a good example. Model what it means to be an involved, enthusiastic participant in the work of the Lord. As ministers, we want to remember that we have only a few years with the young people to solidly ground them in the doctrines and teachings of the Bible before they move into their adult years and are less open to holy impressions. If a child or young person remains away from Christ, every year he becomes farther and farther away. For that reason, perhaps no outreach of the church is more urgent in nature.